Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us on this prelude to Christmas, our last show before the big holiday. We have a lot to discuss tonight, from the Lancers' important win over the Syracuse Silver Knights on Saturday to the WPS coming back in 2012. This is a big signing for the Rhinos today, and club news around the world of soccer. So let's start with the man himself, Lancers Wall of Famer, Joe Redcard Sirianni. And we'll, if you don't know why he's called Redcard, we'll tell you a little later in the show.
No, we're not going to discuss that. But anyway, thank you very much, Andrew. And I'd like to say hello to all the soccer fans that are listening to our show. It is a pleasure to produce this show and being able to communicate with our listener. And, speaking about communication, I think that, if you are in doubt what to buy for your loved one or your relative, your boyfriend, your father, your mother, and anybody that is involved in soccer, your kids, now is the time to go shopping. Women professional soccer is back in Rochester. The Rhinos are in Rochester. The Lions are in Rochester. The Ravens are in Rochester. So if you're going crazy, try to find out what to buy. A season ticket plane, they're available. They are cheap. You can save money. And they go for a good cause, promoting soccer. So just from one that buys season tickets, you know, if you are in doubt or if you want to support soccer, just go to the Rhinos office and buy your tickets there.
That's right. Go to the Lancers office or the Flash. I think you could go through the Rhinos for the Flash. If not, give them a call at 716-872-PLAY.
The Rhinos are selling season tickets for the Flash.
And now we know that they will be back. And, you know, Alex Salen gets the Golden Star Award for this entire year just because she is such a huge force in the front office for the Western New York Flash. She's the president of the club, and she played a couple matches this season as well because she is a player, and she didn't get much time because of all the great players that her father, Joe Salen, brought in. And, of course, she helped to bring those players in as well. But her drive to keep this league going, one of the main reasons why the WPS is back is because over 50,000 people signed a petition that Alex started at a website to say to the people at U.S. Soccer, we want the WPS to stay in existence. We need this league to support women's soccer, to the girls who are playing soccer, looking up to their idols, giving the chance to see them here in the United States, right here in their hometowns. It's not like the men's side, where if you look up to Messi or Rooney or David Beckham even, it's likely you're not going to be able to see them play in person. But it's different for the WPS. They're here in the United States. The best players are here. And thanks to the perseverance and the drive of Alex Salen and the fans of WPS, U.S. Soccer made the right decision, and WPS will be back in 2012. They'll be playing a five-month schedule from April to August, and, of course, there'll be a break during the Olympic Games, which is late July. And there'll be five teams: Sky Blue, Philadelphia, the runners-up from last year, Atlanta Beat, Boston Breakers, and the Western New York Flash. the two provisions that WPS has to meet going forward is in 2013 there has to be 6 teams minimum, and in 2014 there has to be 8 teams minimum, and it has to span more than one time zone. So there's already a team in Los Angeles, a group in Los Angeles, who wants to bring WPS back there. Matter of fact, there's a lot of players in WPS, including the Flash's Alex Riley, or Allie Riley. She is out there in L.A. with this team. It's the Los Angeles Vikings, I believe they're called. It's an they're playing nonprofit. They're playing actually playing a couple of national teams from the Central America region in some exhibition matches out in L.A. So this group is interested in bringing soccer back to Los Angeles. Of course, the Soul disbanded after the first season, but I'm just so excited that they're coming back, the Flash. And you know, Joe and I, you were talking about next year for the Flash, there's going to be some big changes. We're not going to see Sarahlyn Sager. She's gone back to Sweden. Candace Chapman has moved to Sky Blue FC, so she'll be playing against the Flash this year. And Marta, who the heck knows what's going on with Marta? But Magic Jack, there's going to be some kind of dispersal draft of all those U.S. national team players. So,
and they had a lot of them to start with. So
absolutely.
The reality, I think that if you look at the people, excuse me, if you look at the people that are they're going to be free agent, you know, we look at Abby Wambach, look at Rapinoe, we look at all the national, Hope Solo,
Christine Rampal, Shannon Box, Becky Sauerbrunn,
and those are all national team players.
Yes, they are.
So when you really when you really look, just like you said,
Lindsay Tarpley,
when you really look just the way you presented before, at the people that you are able to see, and you know, I think that there is a value, and we should just emphasize, you know, that whenever those players that we just mentioned, they put the United States jersey on, this is a prestigious kind of a thing. It isn't just like, you know, playing for your local team and you wear the shirt and all that. They represent the United States of America. And the United States of America is regarded to be one of the best women league in the world.
It is the best women's
league.
And they are
regarded to be the team to beat all the time because of what we're doing. And, you know, when you look at U.S. soccer, it's sponsoring, and they're a rich organization. It isn't just a poor organization. They're a rich organization that spends millions and millions of dollars to promote soccer. Look what they're paying Klinsmann for, you know, for being a coach. So I would think that when you look at the money that they need to invest in and support women's soccer, I think that they need to get their, you know what, on the ball and do what needs to be done, much like they did.
Well, there's going to be some very strong teams in WPS. With only 5 clubs, there's going to be a lot of players concentrated, some great players concentrated in these clubs. And you know, Joe and I were talking, and we'll ask you all of our fans that are out there, we can post on our Facebook page at facebook.com/radiosoccer or our Twitter page, twitter.com/radiosoccer. Who from Magic Jack would you like to see here in Rochester besides the obvious choice of Abby Wambach? Considering who the Flash are losing, who they lost. They lost Mart. Likely they're going to lose Mart. We don't know for sure.
We don't know for sure.
But Carolyn Sager is definitely gone, so there's a huge hole in the center midfield, and you've got the rock-solid Candace Chapman is no longer with the Flash, so you need another defender to team with Whitney Engen in the middle of that defense. So well, my choice, personally, I told you this, Joe, the first player I would go after is Megan Rapinoe, without a question.
Oh, me too.
She is... The dynamo, the general in the midfield. She had a tremendous World Cup, and she knows how to spray that ball around to the forwards. And you've got Christine Sinclair, who is one of the most decorated players this season in all of North American soccer. She was named the Canadian Soccer Association Player of the Year. She was the captain of the Canadian team that won the Pan American Games. She was just inducted into the USL Hall of Fame for her years playing in the W League. And, of course, she was the MVP of the championship match in WPS. And then he got Alex Morgan. The question with Abby, Abby and Christine Sinclair are very similar players. How do you put the two of them on the field at the same time?
And that's one of the questions that you and I were discussing. I mean, it's going to be. I'm anxious. Let's put it this way. I'm anxious to see how the Sellin family of soccer, you know, Sellin family, will address this problem. I mean, I'm sure that they're working on it. I'm sure they got a plan. And I can tell you one thing. I don't think that there is a team in the women's league that is more professional in the sense of having money behind it, you know, than does Sellin.
That's right. And if Marta doesn't come back, that frees up a lot of money that Joe Sellin could use to bring in some of these national team players. And we only had Alex Morgan was the only player from the Flash who played in the World Cup for the United States. So, I mean, if we can get a couple more players, you know, maybe a Becky Sauerbrunn, who's a great defender. Christine Rampone, obviously the captain of the women's national team, but she's 36 years old. Do you want to bring her in? But I think job one, if there's some kind of a draft, or that's the question, is it going to be a draft, or is it going to be just whoever buys who?
It'll depend, you know, on the spots that they got to fill.
Exactly.
You look at midfield, they need a midfielder, they need a defender. You know, for the forward, they need somebody to help Christina Sinclair, you know, somebody that distributes the ball really well and stuff like, you know, and the thing that they need. And then you need players that know how to play without the ball. You know, those are because, you know, a lot of kudos go to the people that score the goals, but there is, you know, for the people that understand soccer, you know, they do know that there's 11 players on the field, and it takes 11 players to really make somebody score goals.
Well, it's going to be now a very interesting off season. The collegiate draft is coming up in January. But this whole dispersal with Magic Jack is going to be huge news. And I know that Rochester soccer fans want Abby Wambach here. We'll see if it happens. But before we go to our first break...
There's one more option for those people that don't make those five teams. You know, we still got the Ravens. Maybe they're going to be able to get some of those guys.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't think there's enough money in the pockets of Doug Miller.
You never know.
The Ravens are an amateur team officially, though. You don't know. We'll see what happens. But we want to let everybody know on the show tonight we're going to be talking with Lancers coach Billy Andracki. They have a huge game coming up this Thursday against the Norfolk Sharks. And then Pat Erkley will join us later on in the show to talk about some new Rhino signings that just happened. One happened today. Big name player played in Major League Soccer. We'll talk about that.
And maybe some league news. Who knows?
That's right. The big league meetings were happening over the weekend. We'll get that from Pat. But coming up next, it's Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll talk about what's going on around the world of soccer. And we'll certainly be talking about the top team in the world. And they've shown it again, Barcelona. We'll talk about them winning the club championship. And a player from America going back to England. And Dick is, I'm sure, very happy about it. We'll talk about that next with Dick Howard here on your Sports Leader, FM Talk 92.1 at News Power 1040. WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in the winter wonderland.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Lancers play their next home match this Thursday, December 22nd at the Blue Cross Arena against the Norfolk Sharks. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. Go to RochesterLancers.com to see the complete schedule of matches. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season long at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming at Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh. The number to call is 248-2650. And I just talked to the man himself, Tony Diudo, the owner, and you still have time to get your monogramming for your gifts for this Christmas. Still has time to get those done for you. And, of course, we have the Lancers memorabilia, both from this year's Lancers and the Lancers from the NASL days. So go down and see Tony at Top Notch Monogramming in the Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh. Dick, how you doing?
Not too bad at all, Andrew.
Have you got the house all decorated for Christmas and everything? Are you in the Christmas mood?
Yeah, we've got the Christmas tree up and the soccer ball light, so it's getting into the atmosphere, but I certainly would be down at Tony's and getting something monogrammed, I'm sure, to be a great present for people. And I think it's super now when you know that fans are supporting a certain team, where you can now get all kinds of memorabilia, and you certainly in Toronto, and I'm sure the same in Rochester, you see a lot of people with the jerseys of their teams of choice, and a fair number, of course, wearing Lancer jerseys at that recent game, which is super.
Oh, definitely. I got one of those scarves, and I got the shirt, and I wore it at the game the other day, and everybody was in awe of the championship shirt that we got, and I tell you, I wear it with pride, let's put it that way, because...
Well, that's a great way of putting it, Joe. I think that it's very much the case, isn't it, when you get something like that.
Absolutely. Another jersey I think a lot of people are going to be sporting is the jersey of Barcelona, because they proved without a shadow of a doubt they are the best team in the world. They totally dismantled Santos 4-0 in Japan to win the FIFA World Cup for the second straight year. And I tell you, Lionel Messi, he's got to win again the FIFA Player of the Year. And Dick, I know you're planning on being there in Zurich for the
ceremony.
Well,
I will be there, and I'd love to shake him by the hand, because I think he's certainly a very strong candidate for that. I can't see anybody else surpassing him. And when you see that kind of a performance, it was just remarkable, wasn't it? Sort of a clinic on finishing. And it's something that, you know, every coach would love to have a team that was so fluid as Barcelona, that they're so difficult to defend against. You know, the quality of their play at times was at another level.
You know what it is, Dick? It's for all intents and purposes, it's the movement of the ball, the movement of the players, the positioning, and the playing without the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what is amazing.
Well, that's the great thing, isn't it? When you look at a game of soccer, there's actually about, 60 minutes actual playing time. And with 20 players on the field, it averages out that a player is going to touch a ball for about 3 minutes in a game. Well, what's he doing for the remaining moments in that game? And you see with Barcelona, with their support play, it's the pass, the movement, and they're always available and helping one another. And if you can't go forward, go back, go to the side, and they just maintain possession, and then they just wait for you to overcommit, and suddenly there's a killer pass and you're suddenly a goal down.
And one of the things, I was watching the highlights that were provided through Soccer America. They had a video highlight package of the four goals. One of the points that they made was Messi, I think it was the first goal, possibly, that Messi, when he beat the goalkeeper, the commentator said a lot of players would have gone down on the challenge from the keeper to try to draw a penalty. Mm-hmm. Messi just kept playing, and that chip was unbelievable, that first goal. I think all four of those goals were just brilliant goals, but the first one, I think, was just the
it's
icing.
Remarkable. It's composure, isn't it? Although I did feel badly for the Santos defender, because he did well to cover his goalkeeper and nearly made a remarkable clearance, but unfortunately it went in instead and in spite of his attempt. But his composure is quite remarkable, whether he chips the goalkeeper, whether he takes it around the goalkeeper. He is just tremendous in the penalty area. You know, it's a remarkable talent to have, but he's certainly got it in excess.
Well, they compared him to one other player who had similar skills by the name of Diego Armando Maradona, and obviously the similarities are striking between those two players. But I mean, I think Messi at this point in his career is better than Maradona was. I mean, if he could stay injury free and continue to play like he's playing right now, he could be one of the greatest players we've ever seen play the game. But he's got to do it on the international stage, and I think that's going to be one of the goals for the 2014 World Cup, is to have him lead Argentina. But that's going to be very difficult. But Dick, one thing about that Club World Cup, the biggest news that probably came out of this tournament was in the semifinal, when one of the key players for Spain and Barcelona, David Villa, broke his leg in the victory over Al Sadd. So he now is in a race to get better for the European Championships. That would be a big loss for Spain if he's not available.
Yeah, I think he'd be doubtful, because he's got to get into match fitness. And given the nature of the injury, I'd be surprised if he is in the Spanish lineup. But, you know, it's a really tough loss, because he's been such a key figure for club and country. But I like your point there about Lionel Messi. I think he's got to produce on the world stage, and that will be the real test. And, of course, Argentina expected, of course, to be in Brazil in 2014. That will be, I think, the key moment, because Diego Armando Maradona, he proved it on the world stage that he can be the best in the world.
Well, talking about the World Cup, Dick, and in 2014, something that is going wrong in Brazil, because they still don't know whether they're going to be ready or not. And Sepp Blatter supposedly is taking charge of Brazil 2014, because Ricardo Teixeira and the whole organizing group have kind of...
He's been suspended for a month, so the FIFA president has taken over. But I think that the main concern is not necessarily the stadium. I think it's the infrastructure, the roads, the railways, you know, the airports, because there'll be a tremendous influx of visitors from around the world. You know, there's an allure about Brazil, whether you're traveling to Manaus up in the Amazon or whether you're going into the Northeast to see games. You need to be able to fly and travel in a reasonable sort of level, and that's the concern at the moment, I think, is sort of the infrastructure. But knowing FIFA, they will, and they did it certainly in South Africa, made sure that everything was in place, and I'm sure that it will get due consideration, especially from the Brazilian authorities, because they've not only got the World Cup, but they've also got the Olympics in Rio in 2016, so there's certainly a need in the Rio de Janeiro area to have things meet the demands.
It leads me to ask you another pertinent question pertaining to that. According to what they said, they said that Brazil is not really a very well-developed country. And when those assignments were made, the World Cup was assigned to them, and the other thing that we just talked about, they knew that there was a problem. How did they make their decision without being assured that,
The thing that happens, Joe, is with regards to, a host country for a World Cup, a World Championship, that the FIFA send these study groups in, and they study all aspects, not just the stadia, but also the infrastructure. And I think with regards to this situation, there were guarantees that this would in fact be the case, that Brazil would meet the demands. It's not keeping up to the pace that they expect at the moment, but I think you will see significant movement in the upcoming year as we approach 2014, and I have no doubt that Brazil will be ready for the meeting of the countries in a World Championship.
You need a good project manager. Maybe I'll throw my name in the hat. I'm sure I can give him a hand, get them on track. I'd love to do that someday. Who knows? But anyway, Dick, a couple big news items for Americans in England, and I know you're happy, and I'm happy too, that Landon Donovan is going back to Everton for
Great
about
news.
2 months.
Great news.
I'm sure you're very happy because the Toffees having some injury problems up front, and the leading scorer is the Greek 19-year-old Apostolos Velios, has 3 goals this year. And
yeah,
Donovan has done an excellent job with Everton in the past, so I'm sure that there will be a welcome addition to the team for the months of January and February.
No, definitely. I think it's a really smart move by David Moyes to get Landon Donovan back again, because he was really outstanding 2 years ago. And I was amazed at how quickly he fitted into the Everton system, and whether he's used wide on the right or whether he's used as a second attacker. He was really inspirational in some of the things that he did. And I was just amazed how quickly he adapted. But as he rightly said, David Moyes is one of the top, if not the top coach in English football, and he found it easy to sort of adapt into the system. But he's certainly much needed by a team that is not scoring as many goals as they should be, and whether it's injury or loss of form, but certainly he'll be a welcome addition. I just wish he'd stayed on maybe until in the middle of March and missed this Galaxy against Toronto FC CONCACAF Champions League qualifier, but I'm sure he'll be back for that.
I think that's right. That's why it's only going until near to the end of February. But the other American who is just doing a tremendous job this year is Clint Dempsey. He scored his 38th EPL goal as Fulham beat the troubled Bolton Wanderers 2-0, and he's scored in all 4 victories for Fulham. And this Wednesday, live on Fox Soccer, it's Fulham against Manchester United from Craven Cottage, and it's going to be a barn burner. And if Dempsey can do something against Man U, that would just be tremendous for U.S. soccer.
Yeah, he adapted very well, hasn't he? They're not a fashionable club, Fulham, but he's been consistently good, and it obviously for the national team, Jurgen Klinsmann, I'm sure, delighted that he's got a player like Dempsey who's doing what he does so well in English football, and full credit to him. And it's something that, as you get into World Cup qualifying, of course, you've got to make sure you've got your players, if they're playing overseas, that they're playing in the first team and on a regular basis, and certainly Clint Dempsey's doing that with Fulham.
It certainly is a plus for U.S. soccer that there are so many American players playing all different places of Europe, you know, that they play in Greece, they play in Italy, they play in England, they're playing in Germany,
Holland.
So, you know, Holland. And so how do you really see in Europe, you know, that how the European people look at American soccer in general?
I think there's a gradual acceptance of the fact, you know, when, you know, fans see a Clint Dempsey playing in the Premiership, and certainly over the years there's always been a very good tradition. And I look at Tim Howard, you know, the Brad Friedels, Marcus Hanneman. There's always been very good goalkeepers that have come from the States to play in English football in particular. But I think there's just an acceptance now that certainly American players can perform on the world stage. Of course, the big test will be in the World Cup itself, but there was a time when that was not the case, but they're proving now by their performances that they can play at the top level, and now that the big challenge, of course, is to do it as a national team.
Well, Dick, one more thing before we let you go. Once again, Montreal is dipping into the past, and they have signed a player I'm sure Rhino fans will remember from the early 2000s. Patrice Bernier is coming back. He's been playing in Europe, playing in the Danish Superliga the last few years, and he's a stalwart with the Canadian national team. And I'm sure that the Montreal fans will be very happy to see him returning for the first season in MLS.
Yeah, good move, I think. And you'll see maybe a few more players that have been playing in Europe coming into Montreal. And Patrice Bernier, I've always held him in high esteem. I think he's always performed well for the national team, very personable, and, you know, a young man that has done exceptionally well. And I'm sure he's delighted to be coming back into Montreal. And we've talked earlier about how it's going to be tremendous watching games in the new Stade Saputo. I can't wait to go there because it's such a great environment for football.
Well, it's going to be some very interesting matches between the three Canadian teams in MLS this season. Certainly looking forward to it. I've got to get up and see a couple of matches this year.
I'm sure you'll find an excuse, and your co-host will, I'm sure, find also excuses to come up to games. We'd love to see you up here.
That'd be great. So, the other thing that before, you know, your last comment on Christine Sinclair, what, you know, she received another award, and what do you think?
Well, it's something that, you know, the people are saying, will she win again? Well, you know, she's done so much for women's football in Canada, yet another honour, and she's typical humble Christine Sinclair with regards to accepting it, but she's done so much, and as I say, I can't think of a better role model for young women playing the game in Canada than Christine Sinclair. And of course, you had the benefit of seeing her with the Western New York Flash, and I was delighted to hear the news about WPS, by the way. So that's, I think, certainly well deserved, and she'll be also probably up there in the running. I don't think she'll get the Women Female Player of the Year, the FIFA Ballon d'Or awards in January, but she'll be up there. She'll be in the top 10, I'm sure, with the voting.
Well, Dick, we appreciate you coming on, and also appreciate you coming on Boxing Day next week, which is a holiday in Canada, and actually it's a holiday this year in the U.S. because it's the observed Christmas holiday for the businesses. So
it's always a pleasure, guys. Hopefully you've done your Christmas shopping, so we'll talk about that and a few other things next Monday. Look forward to it.
Well, very good, Dick. Merry Christmas and to you and Annie, and to all our listeners as well in Canada.
Yeah, thanks to you and guys for keeping up the good work, and to all the listeners in Rochester, all my friends in Rochester, certainly similar sentiments. It's great to be involved in soccer's a kick in the grass.
Thanks, Dick. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. Merry Christmas.
Okay, guys. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
So,
Dick Howard from Toronto here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we return, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Rochester Lancers, Billy Andracki. Big match this Thursday against Norfolk. We'll talk about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
More than 20,000 watts of news power every day.
You're listening to WYSL 1040.com, FM Talk 92.1, and News Power 1040 WYSL,
Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
The Lancers play their next home match this Thursday, December 22nd at the Blue Cross Arena against the Norfolk Sharks. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. Go to RochesterLancers.com to see the complete schedule of matches. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season long at the Blue Cross Arena.
Merry Christmas, YSL!
Hey, it's one of my favorite Christmas songs. The original Sleigh Ride. The instrumental version. This is Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni, and I know it's going to be a Merry Christmas for the Rochester Lancers, Joe, if they can get a victory this Thursday against the winless Norfolk Sharks.
Well, you know, it's always predictable that you can beat the weaker team, but it's very, very difficult to do because everybody's gunning for the better team.
That's right. So it's just the Tennessee Titans after they lost to the winless Indianapolis Colts yesterday in that other sport they call football. Yeah. But let's bring in now the head coach of the Lancers, Billy Andracki. Billy's appearance brought to you by the Rochester Lancers again this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. The Norfolk Sharks come into town. Get your tickets by calling 872-KICK. Billy, how are you doing tonight?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good, Billy. How about you?
I'm doing well.
Did you go see Santa Claus and ask him for a nice victory on Thursday?
Well, I'm going to head over there tonight to make sure that he brings something nice for us, that's for sure, because Norfolk being winless can't be taken lightly. They only lost to Baltimore 18-9 the other day, so they can score some goals. And we certainly haven't been the tidiest defensively, so it's not a given that this will be an easy game.
Billy, I got to ask you before I forget. I'm sorry, Andrew.
That's okay.
Before I forget,
you're the host.
I was, you know, the game was very, very good, but at the end, I did not understand the referees what they called. Would you mind clarifying that for me? Because I was amazed. I didn't know what the heck they were doing.
Well, what happened was there was a 50-50 tackle in the middle of the field where Kyle Mancik went in with one of their players, which he got a blue card for that, for the tackle. But then their player retaliated. So he subsequently received the blue card for the retaliation. Then our player, our goalkeeper, came out of the box. And in an altercation, you cannot leave the box of the goalie. It's the third man in. It's an automatic
just like
card.
Hockey then.
Right. So it should have been 6-4. But their guy never came. Actually, it should have been 5-3 with their extra guy. But they never put their guy in the box for some reason. So that's, it was 6-3 at one point.
That's
you know, and then
strange.
After they scored, we had a guy come out, so it was 6-4. So, you know, you need a medicus to figure out the rules and the referee sometimes.
Well, fortunately, it didn't make a difference in the end as the Lancers won against Syracuse, a big win, 18-14. Because, Bill, now, if you can get one more victory against Syracuse, you would have the tiebreaker if you two teams end up at level in terms of a playoff spot. So this the next couple of matches against Syracuse will be very, very critical.
Yeah, I mean, we in the beginning of the season, we said we need to take care of business against Syracuse and Norfolk. We knew Baltimore would be a tough task, but little did we think that Syracuse would go down and beat Baltimore two times in their building. So besides the Norfolk and the Syracuse games, we need to take care of business against either Baltimore, Wichita, Missouri, or Milwaukee. So I think we're making strides towards doing that. Offensively, certainly we can score goals with the personnel that we have. It's just tightening it up on defense to keep teams under 10 points and to keep us in the game. If we can keep teams under 10, we'll win games, so because I know we will score. But just trying to keep playing good man defense, good tight defense, and staying with the runners and not ball watch, which we've been doing lately.
So you know, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, you were quoted to say the thing you just said, ball watching, and not chasing the guy with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure that you practice that all the time, and. But what happened really in a game when a player gets caught and, you know, it doesn't react? Because this indoor game is it takes more reaction than the outdoor game. And,
right.
You know, and I was watching you guys making changes and doing all the things that you do. You really got to be alert and you got to be right on the ball in order to make sure that you don't have too many men on the field and all that kind of stuff. How do you govern that? And who's responsible for it?
Well, I mean, that's kind of the players and the coaches' responsibility. It's unlike outdoor soccer where you roll a team out there and they play and you sit back as a coach. Indoor, you really got to be proactive in what you're doing all the time, making sure the right personnel is in the field, set pieces, making sure timeouts We're doing the right things. But getting back to what you said about ball watching, that's something we work on every day. But as a player, sometimes you've got to realize, as a defender, you're not just marking your man, but you're also responsible for two or three other men at the same time. You can't just mark an individual. You need to mark the individual plus another option. And sometimes we get caught just worrying about one, our own responsibility, and we get caught on the weak side sometimes. So, you know, we're a young team, and the experienced teams like Milwaukee and Baltimore don't make the mistakes that we do. It really comes down to who makes the least amount of mistakes that really wins games. So, we're making progress.
And the other thing that we saw Leo dressed in street clothes.
My thing is we can only dress 15 players. So if I dress one goalkeeper, then I can dress 14 field players. But if I dress two goalkeepers, then I only have 13 field players. And right now, with the personnel that I have, I need as many bodies as I can to play on the field. Now, that might have come back and bit me if Patrick Hannigan would have had that collision with Brayton and he would have busted his head open. I'd have been looking for the jersey to give to Jake Schindler. But luckily, that didn't happen. So, you know, Syracuse only dressed one goalkeeper, and I think every team that we played so far has only dressed one goalkeeper.
So that obviously it's a strategy move, so hopefully that's not going to affect the Lancers in a game this season. But, Billy, I got to ask you, this holiday homestand with the one match against Norfolk stuck in there away on Thursday the 29th, this is really key for the team, because after the January 2nd match against Norfolk, you only have four home games left and a lot of road games. So I know it's important that you guys pick up as many points as you can, especially you talk about Norfolk. They have not won a game this year, and we play them three times in the next four matches. So it's obviously a chance for us to pick up points. And sandwiched in there is the match against Milwaukee at home on the 27th. And I can't wait to see Milwaukee play. I think it's going to be a great match. But how are you preparing the team for this series of key matches?
Well, we know that, you know, we got to take care of business with these games. Like you said, we have a lot of road games coming up, and if we don't take care of the business against teams that we're so quote-unquote supposed to, which I don't agree with, because, you know, we're an expansive team as well as Norfolk, and it's not like they have some personnel that can score, and they have a quality goalkeeper. So, you know, this thought that we should beat them is kind of crazy, because we're in the same boat as they are as far as being expansion. So I just got to keep these guys focused and at one game at a time. You know, we can't worry about Norfolk two games from now or Milwaukee on the 27th. We need to worry about beating Norfolk on this Thursday at 7:00 at Blue Cross, and then we'll go have a break for Christmas, and then worry about beating Milwaukee, who's going to be a tough task.
But it's going to be very exciting, though, to see the team in action over the Christmas holiday. A lot of people come back from college and they're home. People are coming home for the holidays. So hopefully we get some nice crowds at the Blue Cross Arena coming up this week. It's Thursday, Norfolk, 7:00. The Lancers looking to get back to .500 with a victory against Norfolk. So, Billy, thanks very much, and we will look forward to seeing you on Thursday night.
Hey, guys, thanks, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to
you and the team.
Billy Andracki here on Soccer's Kick in the Grass, the head coach of the Rochester Lancers again. 7 p.m. kickoff at the Blue Cross Arena this Thursday. Good way to get away from your Christmas shopping and all the Christmas preparation. Take some time out. Go see some exciting indoor soccer. The Lancers against the Norfolk Sharks. When we come back, we'll be joined by the president and COO of the Rochester Rhinos, Lancers Wall of Famer Pat Erkely, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040, WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a kick in the grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda,
Clash.
Top-Notch Monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-Notch Monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
TopNotchMonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-Notch Monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Lancers play their next home match this Thursday, December 22nd at the Blue Cross Arena against the Norfolk Sharks. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. Go to RochesterLancers.com to see the complete schedule of matches. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season long at the Blue Cross Arena.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. 6 locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying 2 club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase 4 season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salins Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
WYSL, Merry Christmas.
And we're back with Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni, Lancers Wall of Famer. And now we're joined by another member of the Lancers Wall of Fame. He was, of course, a great player from 1978 to 1980 with the Lancers, and now he is the president and COO of the Rochester Rhinos and a member of the USL Hall of Fame as well. Our good friend Pat Arkley joins us. Pat's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Get your 2012 season tickets, a perfect Christmas gift for the soccer fan in your life. Call 454-KICK. Pat, thanks for being with us.
Hey, how you doing, guys? It's a pleasure to always be with you.
Buonasera.
How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Pat. You know, the first thing that comes to my mind to ask you, I know that you were in San Diego, you know, to the league meeting, and what can you tell us about the meeting?
Well, I mean, we had some great meetings. You know, everything was positive. It's actually the first year that the league took upon it themselves to actually do the scheduling for the teams. So we were able to focus on a lot of other things in regards to the upcoming season. So we felt that it was a productive AGM, and, you know, we had a good time. Actually, it was in Clearwater, Florida.
Where'd you get San Diego from, Joe?
Yeah, I was wondering where that happened.
No.
But Pat, you mentioned that the league is now going to take care of scheduling. What does that mean for the Rhinos and for the fans? When can they expect to see the schedule for next season?
Well, my understanding was that they were going to try to release it before Christmas, which means it would be released this week. But it very well could be that they're going to wait and do it at the beginning of the year. So they're kind of going through logistics and determining exactly when they want to release it. We felt, obviously, the sooner the better. But in the past, it's always been, actually, I think last year, by the time it was all said and done, we're at the end of January and into February.
Right,
so it's a positive note that everybody's agreed to the schedule at this point.
Well, what is going to change for this year 2012? We know we've already heard from people that the FC New York is not going to be back. Is there going to be a new team replacing FC New York, or are we going to be going with 11 teams this season?
No, we'd go with 11 teams. And again, that's as much as I could tell you at this point. Okay. And I don't want to take away the thunder of the league. They're basically going to be doing the release. And to be honest with you, we're not at liberty to release it. It's actually going to be released by the league. And so that's as much as I could tell you.
Well, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for the latest information from the Rochester Rhinos and the USL Pro League about when the team's going to play. Can you tell us about when the season opener would be? Would that be in May or would that be in April?
The league basically is going to start in April, just like it has in the past. Our opener, like always, will be in May, so... you can venture to assume that it'll be that first week of May. So essentially, it's pretty much along the same lines as it always has been.
Well, but the other thing that I want to congratulate you guys on the signing of Connor Chin, forward, I guess, and of expected high caliber. He's a proven player. What do you know about him?
Well, from my understanding, he's a dynamic forward. I mean, he's a player that was drafted by the Red Bull, New York Red Bull MLS. He's a player that played in their reserve team and actually had a goal against Juventus. He played against Juventus and had a goal.
I know.
So he has the ability to be a dynamic forward. He's run against some misfortune over the last couple of years where he's had some injuries and didn't necessarily show well and because of those injuries, one being in Atlanta this past year, even though he was picked up by Real Salt Lake and playing for their reserves, he was given an opportunity to go play for Atlanta, and during that time span was injured, so he never really got a chance to play. So, he's making a commitment to us. I think it's the first time he's actually swayed away from the MLS and has decided that it's in his best interest to come to a team like ours and have an opportunity to showcase his ability. You know how it is. I mean, it's happened in the past with many of our players, especially when I was coaching, where those players made the determination to come to us because it would give them more of a platform to showcase their abilities.
Now, the Rhinos also signed a couple more players, and a familiar name that for Rhino fans, Jack Traynor was signed, and he is the brother of Rhino's back Will Traynor, so
yep.
The brothers will be reunited, and Michael Zaher, who played for the Charleston Battery last couple seasons, will be joining the Rhinos, so some new blood coming into the team this year.
Yeah, I mean, both of those players are left-sided players, so... It's something that's kind of an anomaly with us over the last several years. We haven't really had a left-sided player. And if we have, I shouldn't say that we have. They just haven't been at the level to be able to make an impact on the field for us. So now we've brought in two players that have showed that they've played at this level and played with some very good teams. So it gives us an opportunity to be strong on that side of the field.
Well, Pat, we're running out of time here, but we want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we're looking forward to 2012. It should be a very exciting season. We'll keep an eye out for the release of the USL Pro schedule so everybody can make their plans to attend all the Rhinos matches for 2012.
Yeah, and I'd also like to extend the thanks to all the fans for a great 2011 season and wish them a safe and happy holidays for Christmas and New Year.
Thank you very much, and Buon Natale.
Buon Natale.
Bye-bye, Pat. Pat Ercole here on Soccer is the Kick of the Grass. I want to thank Pat and Coach Billy Andracki of the Lancers and Dick Howard for being on the show tonight. And thank all of you for supporting us throughout 2011. We'll be on next Monday night, the day after Christmas, to do our year-end special. We're hoping to have at least one big-name guest on the show. We'll let you know about that on our Facebook page at facebook.com/radiosoccer. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday, Boxing Day, here on WYSL, 6:30 p.m. for Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com. As Joe said, Buon Natale.
Buon Natale.
For all English speakers, Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.